This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I'm continuing episode number 10. This is part number 5, and I have titled the episode A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making. It's based on a true story that happened to my mother recently, and I just felt it was too good to not share with you. And it's just an amazing story that I hope that you will find inspiring as well. And it also reminds us that God has a plan for each and every one of our lives, and that all lives have value. It's not for us to sit here and try and figure out how God's going to get us to the next step. We just have to have faith and know that He has our best interest in mind. I'm so glad that you found the podcast, and I've got it on various podcast platforms. So whichever platform you are listening on, thank you so much for listening. And maybe you're at the podcast website as well. I do appreciate you checking that out as well. I've got many regular episodes. I've got some special feature episodes. I've tried to talk about a variety of different things, but really, I'm just talking about what God has put on my heart to talk about. I pray before I do each episode. I pray before I start writing each episode, and I just say, God, guide me to where you want me to go. Say what you want me to say. And I have said I want to serve Him with this podcast, and I try and do that on each and every one. That's why I came up with the name Truth from the Heart, because I want to share the truth of God's Word to you in love and from my heart, but of course, more importantly, from God's Word. If you would like to get in contact with the podcast, you can do so at truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I don't want to go back and recap every part of this episode. I do encourage you to listen to the previous 4 parts, though, because I think everything will flow. It will start to make sense, and it's a pretty long story. It's one that I felt I really wanted to share with you, because it is a story that I have found very inspiring, that many people that I have told have found it very inspiring as well. And I'm going to try and pick up where I left off. I started talking about how my mom found her biological mother after all these years, and she started finding out different things about the family. We actually found out that my mom's grandmother lived to be 102, and she recently died just before COVID in 2019. It's such a shame we didn't know about her, because I would love to have met her. I would love to have talked with her. I mean, imagine living over 100 years and all the things that she got to see. My mom also found out that she has an aunt that lives in Paris, Texas, and she's hopefully going to get to meet her in the next couple of weeks. And my mom said she's a lot different than her mother, personality-wise. She is, I guess you could say, more like me. She's more of an extrovert rather than an introvert. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have different personalities. I know I have a different personality than my brother and sister. And so there's nothing wrong with that. God has made each one of us unique. But I'm kind of glad my mom's got an aunt, because we didn't know about her before my mom started this journey. So that is pretty cool. Hope they get to meet with each other here pretty soon. And I know that's going to be something that's great. My mom also found out that her father had many siblings. Unfortunately, many of them have died, but there is one that is still alive, and that is also, of course, her aunt, and she lives in Arlington. And so hopefully we're going to get to see her this summer, and that's going to be great. She's in her 80s, and she knew about my mom as well. If you heard me on the last part of the episode, my mom was kind of the family secret or the family scandal. And so my biological grandfather's part of the family knew about my mom. There were only a few, I think, on my biological grandmother's side that knew about my mom. And so that has just been an amazing thing. And as I was saying, my mom and my biological grandmother have been emailing back and forth. They've been sharing pictures. They try and give each other an update. And here's something that's really cool that I just love sharing with people. And I've got the picture and I show it to them. And that is that my biological grandmother sent my mom her address. And what's funny is, here in the United States, you know, we have a street address. So we've got, you know, 123 Main Street, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I guess it's a little bit different over there. So she sent my mom an address, and it's just the name of a building. And we were like, okay, well, what's the street number? What's the place where the post office can find you? And she said, that is the address. They'll know where to send it to me. Well, here's the cool part. They live, my biological grandmother and her husband live in a reconverted chapel. How cool is that? And it's an amazing thing to see. I did a Google Earth view of it, and it's pretty cool to see it. And it's just something that I was just like, I don't know that I've ever heard of that. Apparently, I think they do a lot of that over in England, is they take old chapels or old churches, and then they reconvert them into homesteads. And that way they're not wasting the land, and you don't have to tear the building all down and start all over. You can kind of just reconvert it, and then you can live there. And so I think that's really cool. I thought that was one of the neatest things of this whole thing. And she lives out in the sticks of England, as I say. She is about 5.5 hours west of London. And she is, if you know where Land's End is, she's kind of in that area of the United Kingdom. She's on the very end of the peninsula. And when we looked at the map and we said, my goodness, she's way out there. She is close to at least a town, though. She and her husband are close. She said that they can get to their doctors and go into town and go shopping and stuff like that. It's not like they're way out, you know, like an hour away from everybody or anything like that. But they're still pretty far away and out in the English countryside. She said it's very beautiful. They've got amazing walking trails out there and everything. But my mom, once she found her, she said, I would really like to go see her. If she was up for a visit, we would love to get out there. And I told my mom, I said, it won't be easy, but we will definitely get you out there if she is up for that as well. And, you know, to be honest, before my mom told me the answer, I said, I would love to meet her too. I've waited about 34 years to meet her, and this whole thing has just been great. And so I told my mom, I said, but it's up to her. We understand she's in her 80s. She may not be up for company. She doesn't get a lot of visitors, but my mom asked her, she said, are you up for a visit? And she said, I would love that. That was something that we said, okay, we're going to set out and we're going to do this. And we wanted to come up with a special time to do that and where it wouldn't be too busy. So we're going later on this fall and we're going to fly to Dublin. And then we have to fly from Dublin to the airport that is at least somewhat close to where she is. And we'll spend a few days there with her and her husband. And hopefully we can get caught up on a lot of things. I cannot wait to meet her. I'm definitely going to get a video of her and my mom meeting for the first time in 67 years since the day that she held my mother, the day that she was born. I cannot imagine what that reunion is going to be like. It's going to be one that is just amazing. And that's why I said that God's not done with this story yet. He has got so many things planned, I think, for this relationship, for this story. As I mentioned, my mom's biological sister does not have a lot of contact with their mother. She went with their dad when they split. She didn't really have a deep relationship with my biological grandmother. And then my mom's biological brother does not have any children. So really, me and my siblings are the only grandchildren that have a lot of contact with my biological grandmother. And I hope that she continues to be a part of our lives. And I hope we get to see her more than just heading out there to England. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't think she travels or she's up for traveling very much. I know her husband is not in the greatest of health. And so nevertheless, I cannot wait for that trip, for that journey to finally meet her. And as I've said, I've really got three verses that I've used as themes throughout this episode, and those are Genesis 1:27, Jeremiah 1:5, and Jeremiah 29:11. And those verses remind us, in Genesis, the one reminds us that we are created in the image of God, and the second one reminds us that He knew us before we were even born. He knew us in the womb. And then finally, the last one, Jeremiah 29:11, He has a plan for us, not to harm us, but to prosper us and give us hope and a future. And you may keep saying, Travis, why do you keep saying those verses? Because those verses, I think, go right along with this story. It's a great reminder that maybe you could sit there and say, what would have happened? Maybe you go back and you say, if my mom had just stayed with her biological parents, what would have happened? And that's not for us to try and figure out. God had a plan from the very beginning, before my mom was ever born. He had a plan, and it was a plan that was going to go forth really no matter what anyway. But it's a plan that I am so glad he had, because things have turned out wonderfully. And like I said, it's one of those things where this could really bring some healing to a lot of different situations. My mom and I were just talking about this the other day, and that is that they did not have counseling back in those days. They didn't really have a lot of things that they could tell you if you got pregnant as a teenager and you were still in high school. I'm sure it was a traumatic experience. I'm sure that it was one of those things where there was a lot of fear probably with my biological grandmother in that situation. And again, there was not a lot of counseling. And so maybe this is God bringing some healing to the situation. And there was a reason that we had to wait 67 years to find her. God's timing is perfect. Technology has come a long way. I'm not sure. I mentioned this on one of the other parts that we could have found her 15 years ago when the technology may not have been there. And so that may be one reason, but it's not for us to sit here and figure out why has it taken this long? Why did all of this happen? You know, why this? Why that? Why did she never get to meet her biological father? It's not for us to figure that out. It's for us to remember those three verses that we are created in his image. All lives have value. He knew us before we were ever born. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he has a plan for each and every one of our lives. If you can get those three verses down, I think that would really change your self-esteem. If you were struggling with that, if you were wondering, what is my purpose in my life? Or you just say, Travis, I feel like I'm just living from one day to the next. It's the same. Wake up, I go to work, I come home, I go to sleep. And then the next day, it's just a cycle. Maybe you've got kids and you say, you know, you mix it in there and say, you know, I wake up, take the kids to school, head off to work, pick them up, go home, we go to sleep, and it's just, you know, one thing after another. You're not living this life by accident. You're not. Now, you can choose to do that if you never discover what your purpose is or what God's will is for your life. But don't let that happen. Don't take your last breath on this earth without finding out what God's purpose or will is for your life. And I guarantee you, he will reveal that to you. If you are serious and that is in your heart and you want to reach out to him and you want to just say, Lord, I want you to show me the way. I don't want to feel like that my life has no meaning. I don't want to feel like I'm just living here and I'm just kind of existing. Because you're not. You are here for a reason. And no matter how small the reason may be, you are here for a reason. And I talked about this one time with somebody, and I said, you could be here to be a blessing in somebody else's life. That may be the reason that you're here. That may be it. It may not be to share the gospel and get a whole bunch of people converted or to do this or to do that. It could be something as simple as that. But it's not for us to question God and say, well, that seems like a waste. Why would this person do this? But then you've used this person in such a mighty way. And sometimes the reason that happens is because there are many of us that will say, Lord, use me. I know what my purpose is. I know what you've called me to do. Use me. And there are others that never say use me because we never discover what our purpose in this life is. And as I have said, God has blessed me with a gift to be able to communicate with people and to talk with people. And he has given me a job at a radio station where I'm able to record this podcast and where I can share with you. And I know how to do that. I know how to edit audio and I know how to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to around the world. And to God be the glory for that. That is what he has called me to do. And that's why I'm doing it. I'm trying to live each and every day for him and live out his purpose in my life. And I encourage you to do the same. And as I've said, there is no one that has ever been born that has ever lived by accident or that has been here by accident, that God had no reason for their life. He had no purpose for their life. That is a lie from the enemy. He will make you think that you're just existing and that you're just here and that God's too busy to keep track of you or to show you, okay, here's the next path and say, I really don't know what turn I'm supposed to go on or I don't know what road I'm supposed to go down. And the enemy will sit there and he'll tell you, God's too busy for that. He doesn't have time to show you the way. That's a lie. He does have time. He loves us more than we can ever imagine. We are created in his image. We are created in the image of God. There's a verse in Matthew chapter 6, and I encourage you to read the whole chapter. It's an amazing chapter. I was reading it the other night during my quiet time. One of the things that it says in that verse is that God feeds the birds of the air. How much more is he willing to do for his children? And that's just so powerful to me. And it's something that we've got to stop and think about. God will do almost anything in this world for us if we just ask him, if we have faith in him and believe in him and know that he has our best interest in mind. And there is also another verse, and this one I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that it says, you have not because you ask not. And I'm not trying to sit here and preach the prosperity gospel. If you've listened to one of my previous episodes, you know I am very anti-prosperity gospel. I'm not saying that God is a genie in a bottle and that you can just say, okay, God, this is what I want in my life, and so I expect to have it at this time, or I want it tomorrow, and I want this to happen and that to happen. That's not how it works. But if you surrender to Him and you say, Lord, I want You to show me what Your will is for my life. I want to live for You each and every day. He will guide you down that path. I absolutely guarantee you. And if you're not doing that now, it's going to be an absolute game changer. It will revolutionize your life. I think it will revolutionize your relationship with Him as well, because then you know, Lord, my life is in Your hands. I trust You every step of the way. And as Your word says, I know that You have a plan to give me a future and a hope. And it's not a plan to harm us or to prosper us. It's not going to always be an easy road. I like to make that very clear to those who are not Christians. If you become a Christian, don't expect everything's just going to change and everything's going to start to be easy, because it is definitely not easy. You've heard me say before, walking with Jesus is definitely the journey of a lifetime, and that is very much the case. You can ask any Christian, and they'll tell you, yes, it's absolutely a journey filled with ups and downs, but the thing is, we can truly have our hope in Christ because we know He is with us every step of the way. So as I've said, I just wanted to share that story with you about my mom finding her biological mother and just the amazing relationships that have come out of that, the amazing story. Hopefully I didn't leave anything out. And if I see any of you in person who are listening to this and you want me to tell the story again, I'll tell it to you. It's a story I love sharing because it's a good story. It's a happy story. And it's one that reminds us of God's sovereignty and that He has our best interest in mind and that He is on the throne as He always has been. When the world's going out of control, when things are crazy, there is still some good things that happen in this world, and especially to His children. Let me say a quick prayer, and I will close this out for today. I do have some verses that I would like to share with you that remind us of God's sovereignty, and so I just beg your indulgence for one more episode as I share these verses with you, and I promise on the next part of this episode, I will wrap things up. But I always like to look at what God's Word says about the different topics that I talk about, and I haven't given you a ton of verses in this episode, and so I'm not going to try and overload you, but I do have several that I want to share with you that I hope you will look into, that I hope you will read and apply to your lives, and they remind us of God's amazing sovereignty. And so again, that will be on the next part of this episode, and so I hope you will tune in for that, as well as, of course, tune in for the other previous four parts of this episode where I share the entire story with you. Once again, let me say a prayer, and I'll get us closed out. Lord, thank You so much for today. And Lord, thank You for giving me the platform and the ability to share this story with the entire world, because this podcast has now made it all the way around the world. And that is something that is just to You be the glory for that. That has nothing to do with me. And Lord, I just pray that there would be many that would be inspired by this story. Maybe those that are adopted and they've been thinking about starting that search to find their biological family. And maybe this will inspire them to do that, if that is Your will for their lives. And Lord, I pray for those who are struggling. Maybe they feel like that their life is just the same day after day, that their life has no value. I pray that they would turn to You and they would ask You to show them what Your purpose is for their life, what Your will is for their life, because when they do that, I know that You will reveal that to them, and that way they can start living out Your purpose for their lives. Lord, thank You for all of the blessings in my life. Thank You for bringing so many wonderful people into our lives through this special story that I have shared. So many great family members have come into our lives. We've met so many great people. We've been able to inspire people with this story, and that is all to You. It's all credit to You. Thank You so much for sending Jesus to die for us, and thank You for Your love and Your grace that You extend to us each and every day. It's in Your name that I pray. Amen. And I just want to say this before I close out for today, and that is that all the relationships that we've formed through this journey that my mom has had and her finding her biological mother, my biological grandmother, I just want to say this, not because I feel like I need to, but it's been on my heart, and I just want to say this, and that is that, look, even though my mom found her biological mother, No one's going to ever replace my adopted grandparents, and no one will ever replace the grandma that I just lost in January. So she's not a replacement grandma. I just have three sets of grandparents. Most people just get two. I've been blessed with three. So I just wanted to make that clear, and I know that they would say the same thing, that they would never want to replace my adopted grandparents. And I just wanted to make that clear. And maybe, like I said in the prayer, if you are adopted and you are looking for your biological family, you don't have to worry. You don't have to replace your adopted family with your biological family. They can just be in addition to it. I hope you are blessed by all of the great relationships like I have had with my mom's story. We've had so many wonderful people come into our lives, and we found out we're a bigger family than what we thought we were. And God has blessed those relationships, and I hope He will continue to bless those as well. As I said, this is episode number 10, which I titled A Reunion 67 Years in the Making. And I do promise I will wrap this up on the next part of the episode. And so I hope you will tune in for that. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha, and God bless until next time.